This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
Welcome to one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I am your host, certified financial planner Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free advisors in Rutherford County. That's right, I'm one of the only. Most advisors in this area want to sell you mutual funds on commission, sell you annuity products, sell you insurance products. But as a fee-only commission-free advisor, I don't believe in any of that. For more about me and my unique financial planning practice, check out Jason Qualls. CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. If you want to learn more about Financial Coaching Radio, the web address is simple, financialcoachingradio.com. There you can click email the show. We'll take your questions about anything regarding personal finance, from estate planning to budgeting to investing to tax planning to retirement. It doesn't matter. I am a certified financial planner. Been trained in all those aspects of personal finance. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is that web address. FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Now, the movie that came out, I believe it was in the summertime, The Wolf of Wall Street, you may recall. A lot of bad language in the movie, but you know, I think it won some awards and got a lot of praise. It was a long, long movie, but you know, it portrayed, it was based on a true story of a former Wall Streeter and his excess of life of having millions of dollars and running basically, you know, one of the penny stock scams out there. Jordan Belfort, I think was his name. But CNBC contributor today has came out with one of the bloggers named Josh Brown. He has, I think his blog is called The Reformer Broker. He has a pretty cool post today or the day before about 10 crazy things, 10 crazy things that people on Wall Street really believe. It's pretty comical. Some of it's just kind of depressing, but a lot of it's kind of funny. But 10 crazy things that people on Wall Street believe, and some of this stuff will actually surprise you. They believe that falling gas and home heating prices are a bad thing. I guess because it, who knows why they have their own opinions. You know, layoffs are great news. The more the better. The more layoffs, the better is what some of these Wall Street folks believe. And this is a good one. This is a really good one. Billionaires can't understand. They believe that billionaires can't understand the customers of JCPenney, Olive Garden, Kmart, and Sears. If you ever met a guy with a lot of money, you know, I'm not talking he just does well, but if you ever met a guy with a lot of money, he truly believes, he truly is out of touch with what is happening. Another crazy thing that people on Wall Street believe is a company is plagued by the fact that it holds a ton of cash. They don't have a whole lot of regard for the companies that don't reinvest in their business. If you're hoarding a bunch of cash as a corporate CEO, you're going to be looked at negatively on Wall Street. This is a good one as well. Some companies have to earn a specific profit to the penny every quarterly earnings report, but other companies shouldn't even dare to think about earning a share of profits. Now that still goes on. Companies that trade on the New York Stock Exchange haven't showed very much, if any, profit, and their stock goes through the roof. Yet Ford will miss its earnings by two pennies, and the stock will plummet. What's up with that? It is possible to guess the amount of people who will get or lose a job each month. That's talking, referring to the employment numbers that come out and all the speculation that comes out leading up to the employment reports or any economic report for that matter. They try to do their best in guessing, and actually there's some people who believe they can actually tell the future. Another crazy thing that people on Wall Street believe is that a person who leads a company is worth 400 times more than the average person who works there. And the best of the bunch. A company selling 10 million cars a year is worth $50 billion. But another company only selling 40,000 cars a year is worth $30 billion because it's growing faster. I'm assuming they're referring to Tesla on that issue. Joining in the conversation is Mike Conley with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. I don't know. I'm assuming they're referring to Tesla. I'd like to have one of their cars, but 40,000 cars a year sold. The company's worth $30 billion. But if I have a company selling 10 million cars and I'm worth $50 billion, what's up with the craziness having to do with Wall Street?
I just think that, you know, speaking of Tesla, you know, you have states that won't even allow them to do business, but yet their valuation is that high.
Why? I haven't heard that. What's up
Michigan
with that?
Michigan has banned Tesla from doing business in their state.
They have a little bit of a hidden agenda.
Well, sure. I mean, obviously, but at the same time.
So they can't sell cars?
They cannot have a showroom. They cannot even have a place where you can get information about the vehicles.
That is ridiculous. Anyway, we got some insurance stuff coming your way. I want to talk about a new tech company that's going to try to insure your car, and also why some insurance companies are excluding Ebola from their coverages. For all you folks out there that may be traveling abroad, I certainly wouldn't do it. Have you heard anything about this insurance company's denying claims on Ebola?
Never. I haven't heard of it, but it does not surprise me.
Yeah,
at least,
PNC companies. Of course, it's not in the home and auto deal. People that travel and all that kind of stuff with major corporations. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to join in, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Financialcoachingradio.com. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner in the house with Mike Conley of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance agency right here in Rutherford County. Back at you in just a minute.
Your retirement nest egg last if you had to start writing an $8,000 check each month to cover long-term health care expenses? For most of us, not more than just a few years. That's why if you have assets, you can't go without long-term care insurance. Call Dan Curtis with Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527 to learn more about how long-term care insurance can take the burden off your family and protect your life savings. That's 224-9527 or Curtis Financial Group.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Have you been on the fence about putting your home up for sale? Right now could be the perfect time. Inventory levels are still low in Rutherford County, and you could have the home someone has been waiting for. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. Be sure to mention Financial Coaching Radio and get a free, no-obligation home valuation. 796-4151, Hope Wilson, sellwithhope.com, 796-4151. Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercouncil.com.
Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Hi, this is Robert McConnell at Robert's Auto Repair. We're always honest and fair. Give us a call at 896-1407 so we can help you with that squeak, roaring noise, rattle, or that annoying check engine light.
Robert's Auto Repair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good afternoon. We've got the no accident trends to report in Murfreesboro at this time. We do have congestion, though. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, all very busy. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, and the O-4 Parkway corridor are also very slow this afternoon. For that nearly impossible to find Halloween costume, try Performance Studios, located at 523 West Thompson Lane. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Call Performance Studios at 256-0070 or go online to PerformanceStudiosINC.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN.
That update brought to you by Choice Hotels, where you get a free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Show where you get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. For more about me, jasonquallscfp.com. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group's Mike Conley is here, and let's start off by talking about Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We don't really have a deal of the week. Normally on Fridays we talk about how Middle Tennessee Insurance Group saves their clients and customers hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars by shopping their home and auto insurance. And I'll make a deal of the week for you. One of my clients just recently shopped with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, and I really don't even have the apples to apples number because they currently have 100,000, 300,000 limits. But you guys are going to move them up to 250,000 to 500,000 limits on their autos. And but still, with doing that, you saved them $1,000 a year on home and auto combined.
And that's pretty typical.
It's just two cars and nearly retired couple. So no kids, nothing complicated. It's a house, two cars, two people in their mid-50s saving $1,000.
$1,000 is $1,000 these days.
That's nuts that it happens. And that's kind of where I want to go with the savings. But I asked Grant last time on the air, because I feel like people, since they're so inundated with, you know, call us, we can save you, you know, get the discount, double check, go call the lizard, call mayhem, whatever is being marketed. Everybody says they can save you money on home and auto insurance. And, you know, just by shopping with an independent agent is the crucial part. And the main difference, correct me if I'm wrong, is if I go with, say, one of the larger national brands and I call their agent, they're only going to quote that one company, where an independent agent can quote, you know, 10, 20 different companies.
Yeah, depending on how many they have a contract with, absolutely.
And but more focused today instead of price is no one advertises it, and it wouldn't make a great marketing message anyway. But I really want to drive it home on Financial Coaching Radio is that, well, car insurance and home insurance is a vital part of risk management and your overall financial plan. But No one is touting, hey, we actually give a crap about making sure you have the right coverages. So speak on that for a moment, because to me, that's your value proposition in the marketplace, where if I call the Lizard, yeah, they may be able to beat the rate, but are they actually going to make sure that I have the right coverages?
Well, that's where we kind of, you know, we hang our hat on that aspect of it. You call in to get a quote from us. We're going to quote you with every company we have. And then on top of that, we are going to turn around and make recommendations to you, whether you go with our coverages or go with our agency at all. It doesn't matter. We're going to make recommendations. Hey, you need to increase this limit here. You need to increase this limit here, or you don't need this coverage here. It's one of those things that, you know, it helps us sleep better at night, you know, and that's kind of cliche, I guess, but at the same time, it's the truth. You know, we're going to give you the best advice we can give you outside of cost of product.
Now, let's talk about the amount of insurance on a home. You know, as if you buy insurance and you don't update it, I don't really know how this works. If you owned a home, let's say 20 years, and you bought your insurance policy, the last time you bought insurance was 15 years ago. How are they increasing those limits on home insurance to make sure it stays with the current value? Is that something that's done automatically with most carriers?
Most carriers have a built-in percentage increase on coverage A, which is the dwelling coverage, that it would automatically trigger every single renewal, 2%, 4%, something like that, it automatically increases every year. And that's when you get your large jumps in rate, is when you see that a company takes a little bit of a rate increase because they had trouble in years past, compounded with that 4% increase in dwelling, and next thing you know, your rate went up $500 a year.
So not updating your home insurance is not as, you know, if you made a big improvement or maybe you live in a subdivision that wasn't that developed 20 years ago, and you know, it's something. What would you recommend someone to actually check the home insurance amount, coverage amount versus their value? What, every 2 years, would that be a good recommendation?
I wouldn't say every 2 years. It's just going to be kind of as you see fit. A lot of policies now that are replacement cost have what they call extended replacement built into them, where say you have $100,000 dwelling coverage on your home. Tornado comes through and you've got to rebuild it from scratch, and it costs $115,000 to do so. Most carriers allow for an additional 25% on top of that $100,000 without asking any questions. So there's a little bit of a buffer there. So I don't know that every couple years would be necessary, but at least every few, 3 to 5, I'd say, would be a good mark.
Talking with Mike Conley of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance agency. Where I see the most goose, and I know you do too, is the amount of liability coverage. Where most people are underinsured. That's what I mean by goose. When most people are way, way underinsured is their auto liability limits. And it's almost like everyone is clueless about the amounts that they need. Because in the area of personal finance, let's face it, everyone will tell you that you need long-term disability insurance, even though that's kind of a one-size-fits-all statement. Most people will say you need long-term care insurance, and they give you these one-size-fits-all ways to calculate life insurance. But you never hear anyone talking about in the national financial media, hey, make sure you have these amounts of liability limits on your auto insurance. And it seems like people just buy whatever, and then I review it, you review it, and they're way underinsured, what, 90% of the cases?
I'd say a good portion of them, you know, a very large portion of them. A lot of times we get the phone call saying, hey, I've got, national brand A, and I have the best put coverages available. I got full coverage on everything. And you go to look at it, and they've got state minimum limits on everything. Yeah, they might have full coverage. But
well, let's talk about it. When someone says full coverage, what does that mean? And what does that mean? And versus what we're talking about here is having the right amount of liability limits in
right.
coverage.
In your policy, you have several different sections. Full coverage, when somebody says full coverage, they're pretty much entailing that they have coverage for physical damage to other people's vehicles, physical damage to your own vehicles, protection against hailstorms, theft, you know, things that are kind of out of the norm. And when you get into that, there's limits to each one of those. Your collision limit, you know, it's going to depend on your property damage limit on your liability. It's going to depend on your property damage on your uninsured motorist, how much they're going to pay to fix so-and-so's car.
So I could have a full, my car is insured, what they say, quote-unquote, full coverage, but the limits could be too low on what
sure.
the full amount.
Like, you could have full coverage on a vehicle, and you rear-end a or get rear-ended by a person with no insurance, and you have a $30,000 car, and you have state minimum limits, they're only going to write you a check for $15,000, and you've got full coverage. So you're going to be stuck with another $15,000.
So that's kind of what we're talking about, is more the liability. What are the limits of the policy, and is it right based on your situation? And, you know, it usually comes in the way it's 100, 300 means 100,000, 300,000, 250, 500 is 250,000, 500,000. You know, I've always said it on Financial Coaching Radio, you never want any late, you don't want any lower liability limits than what your net worth is. So if you had a net worth of 500,000, you at least need quarter million, half million. But 99% of the people I look at with high to or above average net worth all have 100,000, 300,000, and no one seems to give a flip about their limits.
And you're right. It's one of those things where majority of the people that we see, even the high earners or the high net value people, they have the limits at 100, 300. If that, you know, and that's usually the top. Very rarely do we actually get somebody to come across that has 250, 500. It does happen. Some people do carry it, but not everybody, not enough. Not that everyone needs that coverage, but there are plenty of folks out there that 250, 500 is where they need to be.
And if you got sued, people, if you got sued and your policy capped out at 300,000, but you had $1 million net worth, and you got sued for $1 million for your net worth, because attorneys are going to find that stuff out about your assets. They're going to sue you for what they think they can get, not what your policy limits are. And you're on the hook for any difference that your policy doesn't pay. So you need to be aware of what the limits are. And the best way I know to make sure you have the proper amounts of coverage and you're actually paying the best rate is to shop with an independent agent. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group can help. And what's the best way to contact you, Mike, for folks that want to spend the few minutes it takes to get a quote and to get a double check on their coverage? Doesn't matter. I don't care about discounts or rate. I really don't even care about the price, which I know we talk about on the deal a week of how much you save. And I gave the example of my client saving $1,000 on just home and auto insurance. But it's more importantly, I tell my clients this, I don't care who your carrier is. I don't care what you're paying to a certain extent. I just want to make sure you have the proper coverages, because that's my job as a certified financial planner.
Right. And the easiest way to get hold of us, you can find us on the web, www.midtninsgroup.com. There's a form you can fill out there if you don't want to give us a call, and we'll contact you. Or give us a call, 615-898-0053. You know, we're there all day, every day, you know, save for the weekends now. But, you know, call us. We can easily sit down with you or even over the phone, let you know where you're deficient on your coverages, whether you do business with us or not.
Or even email.
Yeah, even email.
Every time I've gotten a quote in the last 3 years, you guys, we've done it correspondingly mainly by email.
Sure, sure. It's a, you know, it's a new age in technology to where we can do it virtually over email 100%.
Mid10insgroup.com or 898-0053. I do want to talk about this new tech startup. Get your opinion on this. I'm with Mike Connolly of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. A new company wants to get involved in the car insurance business. Companies like Apple and Google are trying to do it, but this new one called Metro Mile, out of San Francisco, they have created a device that captures your mileage data to determine how much you should pay for their car. And I know this is different than what the Progressive thing is, because actually they bill you retroactively based on the driving you just did over the last month. So they monitor, you know, they don't really get into Metro Mile doesn't really get into, you know, how good you're driving and things like that. It's just, hey, based on the amount you drove the last 30 days, here's your car insurance price.
As long as it was competitive, I really don't see a problem with it.
Well, they have a belief that they're going to be able to kill other people's car insurance rates by actually making people kind of pay as you go.
Sure.
Pay as you go. It's not a new idea. CNBC contributor was saying, it's not a new idea, this pay as you go thing, and this technology is definitely not new. The idea is that they're the first major player, or they're trying to be a major player, of getting it actually in the marketplace. These other larger companies, the national brands, are aware that this technology is out there, but they don't know how to, well, there's not a cost effective way for them to re-engineer their entire system to price out insurance this way.
And that makes perfect sense in my world, because each carrier has its own separate animal as far as its system goes. If it was one system across the board, it might be a different story. But yeah, how many insurance carriers we have here in the United States, I couldn't even tell you.
Metro Mile is the insurance is underwritten by National General Insurance. Have you heard of that company?
Yeah, GMAC, formerly GMAC.
Okay, I used to be insured with them about a couple years ago. So National GMAC Insurance or National General Insurance is going to be the carrier. Metro Mile is the app. The device measures mileage so that drivers' insurance costs are in line with the miles driven. It does not track your driving behavior or your skill. Metro Mile's customers average saving about $500 a year. They will give you the piece of hardware for your car for free. You don't have to buy their service if you don't want it. It will check things as like car diagnostics. It also tracks your data, so when you get ready to actually start looking into buying their insurance, they'll have the data. I like the idea. I think this is going to, I think more companies are going to have to go this way. I didn't really like the Progressive thing where they track you, they track your every move. I know this is too, but this is basically saying, hey, if I only drove 25 miles that month, then I'm only going to pay for the risk I was on the road.
Yeah, I definitely don't disagree with the idea. It definitely would tailor your insurance a little bit more personally to each individual versus the blanket, you know, throw it against the wall and see what sticks, which we'll have kind of now.
We'll see what comes. I'm sure Walmart will be in this game before long.
Yep.
Apple, Google, as I mentioned, are trying to figure out a way to get into it. But the company now, this kicked off out of San Francisco, that's available in California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois. They have plans to expand in all states. The company is Metro Mile. If you have a question about anything regarding your money, go to financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. We're back at you right after this. Join in with any money question regarding estate planning, tax planning, insurance planning, because Mike Conley with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is here today. Retirement planning, investing, we'll take care of all of it. Financialcoachingradio.com. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys shake. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, OmniHead Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Now, Good Neighbor Events on News Radio WGNS. Early voting is going on today through October 30th. Take advantage of early voting. And youngsters need to sign up for basketball at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation offices nearest you. Sign-ups throughout the month of October. The Start Smart basketball program is for ages 2 to 4. And the Parks and Rec's youth basketball is for ages 5 to 17. Sign up all this month at any Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation office. We're getting close to cooking to build. It'll be Saturday, November 1st. Circle that date right up on the Murfreesboro Square. Live music and delicious soups and chili. They're all served in a handcrafted bowl, and you get to keep the bowl. In fact, why don't you paint your own bowl right now? Here in Murfreesboro, that can be done at the Pottery Place next to Michael's in the Avenue of Murfreesboro. And if you're in Smyrna, over at the Painted Clay Studio on Sam Ridley Parkway. Paint your bowl now and attend Cookin' to Build, Saturday, November 1st, 11 until 1:30 on the Murfreesboro Square. I'll see you there. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. We've got no accidents or incidents to report in Murfreesboro at this time. We do have congestion, though. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, all very busy. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, and the 04 Parkway corridor are also very slow this afternoon. With that nearly impossible to find Halloween costume, Tribe Performance Studios, located at 523 West Thompson Lane, open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Call Performance Studios at 256-0070 or go online to performancestudiosinc.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN.
Not only is Dad's gas tank never full, neither am I. The answer, for me at least, is the Sir Pizza All-You-Can-Eat Buffet. Weekdays at lunch and every Monday and Wednesday for dinner. Sir Pizza, on Memorial, East Main and South Church. Sir Pizza, it's what's for dinner.
Weather-eye.
Clean and clear tonight, low near 45. Lots of sunshine Saturday, high of 77. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 49. Lots of sunshine Sunday. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Right now it's 72.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and take.
Most people caring about their personal finances want to be millionaires. This is Financial Coaching Radio, by the way. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, but everyone has it on their financial agenda to become a little bit wealthier. That's the whole point of getting your finances in order. And people like to have beliefs and myths, or have beliefs and myths about what millionaires do and don't do. So let's talk about, on this next segment of the show, what millionaires do and what they know that we don't know. This is a pretty amazing stat, Mike. One in 12 U.S. households now have a net worth of $1 million or more, not counting the value of their home.
One in 12?
One in 12.
That's crazy.
It sounds like it's a high number, but then you say, well, the most as a percentage, it's still, I think, in the top 5%.
If you do the math, 1/12 is only about 7% or something, 6%.
That's nuts. Millionaires, myths about millionaires. People think they're all greedy. They think they're all trust fund babies. They think they like to flaunt and spend their wealth lavishly. But many people think, according to the Wall Street Journal, that millionaires are a lot like Kim Kardashian. I know that's your favorite show. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's just kind of, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess everyone, to a certain extent, you get critical of people that are a little bit better than you at something, whether it be anything, business or money or these. They got it the easy way. They got lucky. But I think most of us with the brain don't believe that millionaires act like or live like Kim Kardashian. Maybe the billionaires.
You got to have a really high net worth to be able to spend like some of those folks spend.
Most millionaires spend more on charity than on stuff. Most millionaires didn't inherit their money. So here are some facts we're going to discuss with you about millionaires. There's a company called Spectrum. They did some research on millionaires from people that had they did it at different levels, $1 million net worth to $5 million, 5 to 25, and then the ones that had a huge net worth of $25 million. And I'm here to tell you, from being in the financial game for almost 15 years, is that when someone has a net worth more than $5 million, I don't know if it's what it takes to get there, or maybe it's just the people that I have dealt with. But their psyche is a little bit different when you get above $10, $15 million. They just act different.
Well, they got a little bit. No, they have to have a little bit different perspective. If you think about it, they are not like, as far as financially, stability goes, most of us in the world. They're in the 1%.
But to put some of this in perspective, how long have we been carrying around that, I want to be a millionaire? 50 years? It's been a long time. People have been striving to be a millionaire. A millionaire back in 1955 is not $1 million is not like it is today. Back then, vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Having $1 million in 2014 is nowhere near the same as having $1 million 30, 40, 50 years ago. So I don't know why we're fixated on this $1 million. You would think as long as people have been trying to become millionaires, we'd have more than just 5 to 6, 7% become millionaires. Now, where is the disconnect? Why aren't people succeeding at this? Because with inflation, having $1 million net worth isn't that big a deal anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, you know, the $100,000 a year salary. That was always a big number for people throughout, you know, the last 50 years. If you can make $100,000 in a year, you are living well. It's not the case anymore. You can have, you can make $100,000 a year and
not in a, not even a one income family.
Right.
If you're the
right.
sole breadwinner, wife or hubby doesn't work, and you got a couple rugrats running around, you can spend through $100,000 after taxes.
Sure,
well.
Sure.
So the government gets a third of that.
Right. So I think it's that. I think it's a psychological thing. I think it's a, you know, it's a carrot dangled out in front of the horse, so to speak.
Most millionaires don't feel rich. When Spectrum researchers asked people with a net worth between $1 million and $5 million to put themselves on a sliding scale ranging from zero, which is poor, to 100, being wealthy, the average response was about 64 or just above the middle. So most 1 to 5 millionaires, people in that range, having $1 million to $5 million, view themselves as average.
Fairly stable.
I think that I would agree with that. Because
sure.
they understand that I have clients that are all net worth levels. I can tell you the clients that have a few million dollars and it's their time to retire, they don't feel rich because they know there's still a chance that they could run out of money and they're not living lavish lifestyles.
Yeah, they're one mistake away from something, them not living the lifestyle they're accustomed to.
Definitely, definitely. Now, the idea, you know, you see the articles. If you follow personal finance, you know, is $1 million enough? Is $5 million enough to retire? You know, you can get very subjective with these numbers depending on your assumptions. But it's going to take most people, you know, depending on, you know, our age group. Now, the generation before us, Social Security, pensions were out there. We don't have any of that. Social Security will not be around for us, and we don't have pension plans.
Yeah.
So whatever we're going to live on in retirement is going to be money we've saved.
Yep.
So where someone today that's 65 or 70 with half of their retirement income coming from pensions and Social Security, they may only need $500,000 saved. We're going to need double or triple that.
Yeah.
And today, even in today's money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's one of those things, and even if Social Security is there, they keep pushing the age bracket to such a high level that by the time you're ready to use it, you're going to be one foot in the grave anyway.
Hard work and education are keys to success. When asked how millionaires' wealth was created, a whopping 94% of millionaires surveyed by Spectrum credited hard work. Hard work. So this goes against the other one, that they're all trust fund babies. All trust fund. And you can see this in people you know that are wealthy. They may have a bad attitude. They may have a good attitude or a bad attitude. But the people that I know that have made it here in our town have put in some time.
You have to.
They may be coasting now.
Sure. But at some point, they had to put in some hard work.
The number two factor for as a key to success, and this is pretty surprising, education was cited by 87% of millionaires. So work number one, work hard work number one, education number two, investing, smart investing was number three, being frugal was number four, risk taking number five. So schooling and hard work, the top two. And, you know, I think most people believe, well, they're all lucky. They all know how to invest. They got stuff. They know. And I think it comes down that they actually took the time to learn how to navigate the business world or the investing world at some point. And that's a sad reality in America, is that most people don't give a flip about anything outside their little circle. They go work their 9 to 5. They don't really, they tune out politics. They tune out financial news. They tune out investing. They tune out anything very big picture that really has an effect on their lives. And I can't say that I blame people, because you may know my dream is to expatriate and go to live on some island somewhere, because I'm tired of the political noise. So how are people going to get ahead unless they are willing to put in the time and effort?
And I think one good question that they didn't ask in that survey would have been how many of those millionaires failed before they actually made some good money? And I'd be willing to bet you it's a fairly high percentage.
They kept picking themselves up. That would be a great question to know. I bet it would be a high percentage.
I bet it would be a fairly high percentage.
The percentage of millionaires who inherited some of their wealth has dropped to 18% as the number of millionaire households hit a record high. So we have a record high of millionaire households in America, nearing 10 million households. 10 million households with $1 million net worth or higher, and it's a low of 18% coming from inherited wealth. Inherited wealth. I wonder if that number is going to change as the baby boomers, assuming they actually protect some of their money, they don't get it all taken from scammers or bad financial products, if we'll see that number start going back up as, you know, the generation above us, the baby boomers, start passing down the wealth, because they are the richest generation I think we've ever seen.
Sure. I think they may very well be the richest we will ever see, as per capita anyway. But I don't know, they had a lot of kids, so that money starts getting divided out pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's how they got their little tagline name. They get help from experts. So if you're listening to Financial Coaching Radio, hopefully you view this show as an expert avenue of getting your investing and retirement and financial planning knowledge. But millionaires typically don't see themselves as experts in investing. Only 1 in 5 consider themselves very knowledgeable about investing. And this shows you that I think where people that do well financially is they learn to leverage their time with experts, whether it be someone that's better at communication or the details in running a business or investing or taxes. They put the right people in the right places.
Yeah, they definitely know how to delegate responsibility for things that they don't know about. They tend to do that because then they can focus on what they do know, and that's what's made them their money.
1 in 4 millionaires. 1 in 4 millionaires surveyed said they were investors on their own with no assistance from financial advisors. Three quarters of those surveyed were advisor assisted in their investing or advisor dependent. So what's that tell you, listeners? Is if you're trying to go at this by yourself, you're likely not going to do as well as somebody else. The best survey I've seen about some of this stuff, or the best study, is that people who work with financial planners, not investment people, but people who work with financial planners, have 350% more.
Wow.
I think that's the number. It's high.
Well, it's because they don't know the field that they're in. They're relying on those people to make that work. Smart.
You got to leverage your time. You know, one thing that I've kind of followed this advice to in my career, because I have anyone that's in the financial industry is going to think that they have this know-it-all mentality. I was working for one of the smartest financial planners I'd ever met back in like 2003, 2004, somewhere in that range. And he said that, hey, my CFP lives in Texas. We meet quarterly and we talk about, he was a friend of his, but he was also a certified financial planner. I'm like, wow, the smartest financial people that I've ever came across in Middle Tennessee has his own financial planner. And when I asked him why, it's because he said, I'm too close to my own situation, and I know the biggest blunders people make in the investing world is make an emotional decision based on fear or greed, and he doesn't want to succumb to that, so he has to have someone else to bounce his ideas off of and make sure he's on track for his financial plan. That was amazing. And I've kind of followed that as well. So you got to hire an expert in the investing world. And if you believe in how we believe on Financial Coaching Radio, you got to get a second opinion from a financial planner who does not get paid commissions, someone who is fee only. If you want to learn more about that, go to jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. We're talking about what millionaires know that we don't. 1 in 12 U.S. households have $1 million net worth, 1 in 12. They are very hands-on with their money. Even though most hire help with their finances, the majority remain very hands-on. And I think that's a confusing way to put it. I don't think that, because that's confusing to say, well, they hire advisors, but then they're hands-on. Yeah, well, how can that be? I think they just know what's happening.
Right. They just make sure they're abreast of the situation. Not necessarily touching it and making any trades or investments or so on and so forth. They're just watching.
They don't get scammed.
Right.
Most of the millionaires aren't going to fall for the Ponzi scheme like Bernie Madoff. They're just not, because they understand. You get to that kind of, people get paranoid when they get $1 million net worth.
They want to protect it as much as they possibly can.
I had a client that fell into a large amount of money, and we were talking not long ago, and I asked her, I said, you know, the children are aware that this money, seven figure, had fell in her lap. Well, no, she works for a company, but it was kind of a windfall at one time. Sure. Fell on her lap's not the right term, but it happened very quickly. And the children don't, they don't really grasp it. Like, well, now you got money, you got money. And she's like, well, no, I really don't have as much money as you think, because I need that for the rest of my life.
Right.
And I said, do you feel the pressure of the wealth since you've had it? She goes, man. And it's kind of a fine line between sometimes you feel better just getting by, or just feel just as bad getting by as you do having a $2 million net worth.
What's the old adage? More money, more problems.
Biggie Smalls said it best. The wealthiest households enjoy saving more than spending. 7 out of 10 surveyed of the wealthiest households. This is the wealthiest. And this will be those with a net worth above $25 million. Said that saving and investing their money gave them greater satisfaction than spending. So they don't live like they're Kardashians.
No, it's a whole different way of thinking about it. It's foreign to most people who are, you know, we're constantly bombarded with this consuming, you know, buy this, buy that, get this cheaper, on sale now. You know, they want us to spend. These people don't buy into that. What makes them feel good is to save and to protect, which is, you know, not the norm.
70% of those with a net worth above $25 million would like to give money away and invest rather than spend it. You think diamonds and yachts when you think about millionaires? Only 4% of millionaires spent more than $10,000 on jewelry. I've done more than that.
Yep.
And 93% spent nothing on boats. And I think that goes back to just financial smarts. Everybody knows a boat is a depreciating asset. And why do you need to go sailing around on a yacht to make someone, to make people think that you have money?
Right.
They know that's not how you keep it.
Right.
They don't live like athletes are the worst at this.
Yep. You got to show it.
Their earnings years are so short. Even for the best players, their peak earning years, what, 5-6 years?
Tops.
And the smart ones hang on to their money, or they actually build a brand where they're going to make money off the rest of their lives. But the average to above average NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball athlete is only going to make some serious money for 5 to 10 years. And they have, what, 3 or 4 houses, 10 cars, multiple divorces, and they wonder. You probably saw that ESPN 30 for 30 episode entitled Broke.
Yeah.
And it showed all those famous athletes we grew up watching.
Idolizing almost.
With nothing.
Well, and not to mention the tax bill. You make $25 million in a season playing a sport, you're going to owe Uncle Sam a very, very large chunk of it. So it's not like, oh, he makes $25 million like you see on the TV where they talk about his contract. No, it's not like that. They gotta be
able
to plan.
Half of it's going away to taxes.
Half of it, you know. So
and then 10% goes away to the agent.
Sure, if not more than that.
And there's probably other facets of the business that somebody's getting a cut. So let's say luckily they bring home 30% of what they're grossing. That's kind of sad. It's still, I'd like to have 30% of $25 million.
Yeah, but we're talking about people with net worth above $25 million.
But with all those hands in the cookie jar, they still go out and they blow all this money and make everyone think that millionaires live these crazy lives when the stats say that they don't. They protect their money. They hire the right advisors. So the next time you kind of wonder where you are and why you're not reaching the millionaire status, maybe you got to change how your beliefs. I think everything having to do with where it would be health or your finances starts with how you think about it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Mike Conley is here, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, MIDTNINSGroup.com to shop your home and auto insurance. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. Check out JasonQualsCFP.com.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today. How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue.
Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134 or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Are there holes in your financial plan? The foundation of a solid financial plan sits atop of the right amount of life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and even long-term care insurance. Just because insurance isn't that fun to talk about doesn't mean an unexpected event won't wreck your financial world. Call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today and make sure your financial foundation is on solid ground. Dan Curtis, Curtis Financial Group at 224-9527. That's 224-9527 or go to curtisfinancialgroup.com. We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. What makes a great real estate agent? There are many things, but the one trait I see most often in top real estate agents is dedication. Dedication to clients and dedication to expertise are must-haves from your real estate agent. Hope Wilson with Exit Realty, I believe, has the dedication to make a huge difference whether you are buying or selling your home. Hope Wilson with Exit Realty, sellwithhope.com or 796-4151. Sellwithhope.com or 796-4151.
At Roberts Auto Repair, we have ASE certified technicians with over 100 years of combined professional experience. We also have the latest state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment to help us figure out what's wrong with your car.
Roberts Auto Repair, 896-1407.
Good afternoon. We've got North Highland at Highland Terrace. Offended Bender causing some slowdown. Also, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place. Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Busy traffic. I-24 at 96. I-24 at 231. I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Busy traffic. Church at Middle Tennessee Boulevard with lots of slowdown. For that nearly impossible to find Halloween costume, try Performance Studios located at 523 West Thompson Lane. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Call Performance Studios at 256-0070. Go online to PerformanceStudiosINC.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN. S.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. I want to remind you, you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere by going to financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Click archives. You'll get a long list of all the past shows listed by date and by main topic. We discuss things on Financial Coaching Radio you're not going to get anywhere else. FinancialCoachingRadio.com, big yellow button called Archives. Listen anytime. And if you want to learn more about me and the commission-free way of financial planning, go to JasonQualls.CFP.com. 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 I'm one of the only, that's right, one of the only commission-free advisors in Rutherford County. I'm back at you on Monday. Everyone have a safe and happy weekend. Stay tuned for Monty Hill with all sports talk live and local right here on WGNS. See you on Monday.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.